All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for another great week of Pro Wrestling America. It is the fifth Wednesday of the month, which means we're at the Shirk Center on the campus of Illinois Wesleyan University in Bloomington. And with this, there are no house shows from this weekend. So we skip those this week. But we do have contract extensions having been signed by gorgeous Jimmy Garvin and by the Rock and Roll RPMs. Both of them looking to increase their opportunities here in the PWA, especially in the tag team realm. Speaking of tag teams, this is the 10th round of the 11-round round-robin tournament for this season of Remember Their Legacy leading up to it. And again, this is a week where an easy win is given, and probably no team more deserving of it than the living legend Larry Zbysko and Beef Stew Lamarcone getting the win by forfeit over the Moondogs. But we have a great match lineup set for you aside from the tournament matches. We've got Johnny B. Bad defending the Interstate 74 title against the Brooklyn Brawler. We've got rung number 18 in Curtis Thompson's gauntlet. We've got Al Perez facing the Big Boss Man. And then the main, well, that's the main thing right there, because the rest of it's all the tournament. So let's get into the matches here. Starting off tonight, we have Chad Fortune facing off against Devin Storm. And Fortune and Devin have a good match until Fortune gets upset with Devin's energy. Fortune tosses Devin over the top rope to get the disqualification in a time of 4 minutes, 37 seconds. Alexandra congratulates Fortune on taking care of Devin, but Devin slides into the ring with a chair behind Fortune. Devin nails Fortune from behind, knocking him out of the ring down at Alexandra's feet. Devin demands another match, but Alexandra collects Fortune and heads back to the dressing room. So, a little bit of unfinished business between Devin Storm and Chad Fortune, and possibly even the York Foundation. Which, didn't Devin Storm learn that from Christmas Chaos with Hot Stuff and Hyatt International? Just don't take on entire stables by yourself. Moving on, we have the Interstate 74 title on the line. Johnny B. Badd defending against the Brooklyn Brawler. Brawler finally gets his shot at the Interstate 74 title tonight. And Badd does everything he can to keep the title around his waist. When he can't get the job done, Badd takes Brawler over the top rope with a clothesline. But Nick Patrick says Brawler's momentum took him over. Brawler grabs a chair and slides back into the ring. Brawler nails Badd with the chair, giving Badd the win by disqualification in a time of 9 minutes, 1 second. Brawler drills Badd into the chair again with a pile driver before Patrick gets him to leave the ring. Next match has Chris Kanyon facing off against Rick the Model Martel. And Kanyon and Martel have a great match against each other. Both men show how much they want to see an Illinois heavyweight title shot in the near future. Kanyon looks like he has everything going for him as he has Martel set up for the flatliner. But Martel counters it with a small package for the pin in a time of 12 minutes, 14 seconds. Your winner is Rick the Model Martel. All right, so who's ready for rung 18 in Curtis Thompson's gauntlet? Well, ready or not, here it comes. Thompson and Alexandra come out to the ring first. Alexandra complains that she has not been told who the opponent will be tonight. She can't program the computer properly without that knowledge. Both of them look scared as the IAW International Tag Team Champions music plays. Booker T comes out with Percy Pringle. The crowd erupts with the entrance. Alexandra quickly tries to input information into the computer as Booker T enters the ring. In the opposite corner, Thompson and Alexandra huddle around the laptop screen. As Thompson comes out of the corner, Booker T nails him with a spin heel kick that nearly decapitates him. Alexandra rolls under the bottom rope to get out of the ring. Thompson falls through the ropes, but his ankle gets caught between the middle and bottom ropes. Jerry Calhoun takes a moment to free Thompson from his predicament as Alexandra tries to give Thompson tips from the computer. When Thompson gets back in the ring, the match continues to stay in Booker T's favor. Booker T gets the quick win after the bookend in a time of 4 minutes, 33 seconds. Now, Curtis Thompson took 3 weeks to beat Stevie Ray back in November. Most everyone agrees that Booker T is the better wrestler between the two brothers. How long might we see this run go? Currently, the record for most weeks for a gauntlet opponent is 5 with Farouk. It took 4 for Thompson to beat both Johnny B. Badd and Al Perez. We'll have to see just how long it takes for him to beat Booker T, if he even can. All right, moving out of the gauntlet, we have Brian Christopher taking on Iron Mike Sharp. And Christopher and Sharp should have a good match, but it gets cut short. Sharp loads the arm brace for a clothesline. He goes for the pin, but Jerry Calhoun checks the brace and calls for the bell. Missy Hyatt climbs into the ring to complain to Calhoun about his biased refereeing. Calhoun says his decision is final. Sharp backs Calhoun into a corner. As Sharp yells at Calhoun, Christopher crawls over to the corner and nails Sharp with a low blow. Missy slaps Christopher across the face. Missy helps Sharp out of the ring and back to the dressing room, but Brian Christopher picks up the win by DQ in 50 seconds. All right, next match. Missy Hyatt comes back down to the ring with Al Perez for him to face off against Big Boss Man. They have a great match with their contrast of styles. Boss Man's size is his greatest tool in the match. Perez tries to keep Boss Man grounded, but Boss Man gets the pin after the Boss Man slam in a time of 4 minutes, 54 seconds. All right, now we get into the round robin tournament. And the first match is the Illinois Tag Team titles on the line. And of course, the RPMs are not exactly thrilled to be defending the titles they just won last week against a team who is looking to become the first 3-time Illinois Tag Team Champions, the Nightmares. This is a classic match that pulls out all the stops, reminiscent of what they had been doing during the Christmas Chaos and St. Valentine's Day Massacre seasons. Mike Davis thinks he has the match won, setting Danny Davis up for a pile driver. While Michelle McCool is distracting Tommy Lane and Tommy Young, Ken Wayne comes off the turnbuckle with a flying bulldog on Mike Davis. Danny crawls over to make the cover and win the titles in a time of 21 minutes, 40 seconds. Your winners and new Illinois Tag Team Champions are the Nightmares, Ken Wayne and Danny Davis. They are now the first team to have won the Illinois Tag Team titles 3 times. The RPMs are not happy with losing the titles, but they were simply outsmarted this week by the Nightmares and Michelle McCool. For the second week in a row, the Stud Stable finds themselves facing off against a tag team from Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. For the second week in a row, Fuller propositions Missy for a place in her stable. For the second week in a row, the proposition only sets a fire under her wrestlers. And yet, for the second week in a row, the Stud Stable manages to come out with the win when Fuller pins Doug after a hangman's neck breaker in 13 minutes even. So the Stud Stable is having their way, really, with Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. Maybe Robert Fuller will stop propositioning Missy for a spot in there since they've proven they can take care of the stable. But then again, this is Robert Fuller we're talking about. Next match is the American Tag Team titles on the line, the Fabulous Ones defending the titles against the Heat Seekers. The State Patrol attacks the Heat Seekers, guaranteeing that they have a shot against the Fabulous Ones for the titles in 2 weeks. The Fabulous Ones help the Heat Seekers fight off the intruders, but the match is quickly over. None of the 3 teams are exactly excited about how the match ends, but the Heat Seekers pick up the win by disqualification in a time of 1 minute 45 seconds. But State Patrol gets to stay down in the ring because they're in the next match with the Acolytes. Do I even need to tell you how this match goes? The Acolytes versus the State Patrol? Really? Who doesn't see this as a complete squash match with Farouk pinning Parker after the clothesline from hell? Well, if you don't see it, that's how it happened. And now the main event tonight. Odd pairing for it, but here we go. Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion facing off against the Gorgeous Gentlemen. And the Gorgeous Gentlemen come down to the ring with great confidence, but Graham and Stallion prove to be a bit more than what they bargained for in the match. Graham almost has the match won with the bear hug on Adams, but Garvin makes the save with a knee to the back. A moment later, Adams nails Graham with the super kick to get the pin in a time of 9 minutes, 48 seconds. Your winners are Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin and Gentleman Chris Adams, the Gorgeous Gentleman. All right, so we're at the end of round 10 and the end of the episode. But before we go, we have a look at the leaderboard. And we've got a bit of a change here. Leading the leaderboard right now with 7 wins and 3 losses are the Gorgeous Gentlemen. Right behind them with 6 wins, 3 losses, and a draw are the American Tag Team Champions, the Fabulous Ones. Right behind them at 6 wins and 4 losses are the Rock and Roll RPMs and the Acolytes. The Heat Seekers following behind them with 5 wins, 4 losses, and a draw. Gilbert's breaking even right now with 4 wins, 4 losses, and 2 draws. Right behind them are the Stud Stable and the Moondogs with 4 wins, 5 losses, and a draw. And at 4-6, you have the Illinois Tag Team Champions, the Nightmares, Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion, and Living Legend Larry Zbysko and Beef Stew Lou Marconi, all getting wins this week. But bringing up the rear with 3 wins and 7 losses is the State Patrol. Now, this is going to be crucial as we get 2 weeks from now, the final round of the Round Robin Tournament. Is it going to be the Gorgeous Gentlemen? Is it going to be the Fabulous Ones? Could it be an instance where the Gorgeous Gentlemen lose and the Rock and Roll RPMs or the Acolytes win, causing a draw at the top again? You're going to have to come back in 2 weeks. But next week, we are in Stampede Wrestling, getting to see the PWA facing off against Stampede and some of the great wrestlers that are in that promotion. So that's going to be a great card. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.